You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Well, are you guys ready for another roundup?
Ready for the wild roundup of these wild animals? Yes.
I don't even know why I'm in this movie. Honestly, I could just be anybody else.
Oh my gosh, vinyl records sound better than CD.
What? Wow. Sorry, Rock. Folks. We all tried to reference. Do our very best Nicolas Cage impersonations, but we're all terrible at them.
Just, I mean, like,
they're no worse than this movie.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This movie is Primal. Now, don't get that confused with the awesome Genndy Tartakovsky cartoon that came out last month, because that's the great Primal. This Primal, I don't even know why they called it Primal, because honestly, this movie's just primitive, if anything. It's just...
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's just so basic, you know? Like, it's trying to be an action thriller, and you... Okay, let's just say this. When you look at the premise, you say, oh, Nicolas Cage is on a boat. There's a bunch of animals in the boat. They get let loose. That sounds like it could be a promising movie, right?
Yeah. And then you continue watching, you're like, oh, this is just Con Air 2.
No, it's Under Siege.
No, Con Air is good. That's implying that, like...
We didn't know that the first 20 minutes of the movie when we get enough of the premise.
True.
I guess.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, Jack.
I was saying, like, just to go off and say, Con Air is good, but yeah, you're not far off of just, like, this is kind of like a similar plot of just, like, hey, we have a dangerous criminal, and he breaks out and causes havoc within this confined area.
Con Air 2, Water Con, like?
No. You know what this is? This is a low-rent version of Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
But there's even less animal work than in Snakes on a Plane.
And less snakes.
Yeah. I mean,
there are snakes here, by the way.
Yeah, there's two snakes in this movie, and they show up, I think, for a combined minute of screen time in this whole film.
One gets shot to shit.
And they're, like, super poisonous and stuff, you guys.
No, they're venomous as hell.
Venomous as hell, yeah.
Man, that's just where we just got to start here. Because, I mean, again, with that premise, you see, like, on a DVD cover or on the IMDb page, you're like, oh, that would be really cool watching Nicolas Cage fight a bunch of animals. You don't get that in this movie. You get, like, I think, again, when you talk about all the screen time the animals show up in this, it's maybe, like, 5-7 minutes worth of animals combined.
Look, you get to see mostly the most dangerous animal, man.
Nah.
Like, that's the fucking movie. Let's just get to it.
No, seriously, because it's like, oh, yeah, you know what's even scarier than a white jaguar? Kevin Durant.
A white man.
Yeah,
exactly. The white man is the most dangerous animal. I've been saying this for years. Thank you. Someone finally put it into practice.
What the fuck accent was he doing in this fucking
movie? I think
movie?
He was doing the accent from Matthew Fox in that Alex Cross movie where it's just like, you just gotta inflict your voice high like this and you're crazy.
It's his audition tape for Cletus Cassidy for fucking Carnage, even though Woody Harrelson's already been cast.
If he put on that Wendy's wig that Woody Harrelson was wearing in Venom, that would have been better, actually. Because, oh my gosh, like, that's just, yeah, I can't tell you how much, like, that's one thing to say, this movie is really bad, but it's not even bad enough to really get angry in the way that, like, oh, you know, it's just freaking terrible, or even, it's not even bad enough to be funny like other bad Nicolas Cage movies. It's just so gosh dang
forgettable.
Everyone's
here for a paycheck except for Kevin Durant, who is acting his ass off, but I don't know what movie he thinks he's in.
I don't think he knows what movies he's in.
Yeah, I think he's the only one who maybe is, like, trying to get with, like, the goofy premise and is going so over the top with it. It's everyone else that's playing it so dry or muted, whether it's, like, Nick Cage or even Famke Janssen. She's also given nothing. Like, these people are usually great actors, but the material here is so just uninspired and flat. They have nothing to work with.
Yeah, I don't even know why they called Famke Janssen's number. Like they literally could have gotten anybody to play a role. And same with Michael Imperioli shows up in here. I'm like, what the frick is he doing in this movie? Why did they even bother?
They got the monitor from the freaking CW DC universe. I guess he's just checking up on the situation. I bet Nicolas Cage is going to show up on Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Dude, I mean, hey, if they're bringing back Brandon Routh's Superman, they might as well bring Nicolas Cage's Superman that never happened.
Oh, God. Damn. Did we just predict this?
I'd watch that.
I wouldn't. I'd
watch that regularly. I would tune in absolutely if that happened.
No, but it's just this movie. It's so weird, the fact that, let me just say this, the director of this movie is a stuntman, and the worst thing about this movie is that there's absolutely zero stunts or energy or effort put into this film.
Like, that's even where I have to disagree with you, because for some fucking reason, any time that there's a hand-to-hand fight, it's not bad.
It's like, okay, but it feels
not the greatest thing, but I'm like, wait, why is there decent choreography in this movie?
Yeah, well, I guess
it's really slow. It looks like they're doing the pre-choreography before filming. Yeah, but it's actually Kevin Durant and
Nick Cage doing it. So I'm not expecting John Wick's level of fighting.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I can see it. I can see what's going on. I can see the blows they're trading. It's actually not bad.
Well, I mean, because Kevin Durant has done enough of these, like, you know, straight-to-DVD action films, and I'm sure he can do this kind of basic action work. But Nick Cage clearly can't keep up with him. That's kind of a problem in a lot of these fight scenes. So it's like you're saying, they're at, like, half speed doing a lot of these fight scenes. You're just like, okay, they're pretty much playing patty cake with knives every now
and then. Look, when I got nothing, and then I get a decent fight scene in which I can actually see the fighting and the blows straight, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm awake now.
It's like you're at the hospital, and you see a flat line, and there's a little blip. You're like, oh, we got a pulse!
Oh, we got to fight the boom.
Because, man, this movie is so, I mean, and again, this has been a trend lately where I've been saying this, and it just so happens we get a bunch of these types of movies, but this is so boring. Like, that's the one thing you would never expect watching a movie like this, how freaking dead and dull its pacing is. Because, like, what is the problem with that? Like, what is going wrong? Because they're trying to do all the tropes, like the crazy dialogue from Nicolas Cage and the weird premise and that stuff. Like, why is this so gosh dang boring to watch?
Because they don't commit to anything. Is this going to be a weird Nicolas Cage movie hunting animals? No. Is he hunting animals in the first 5 minutes? Is it going to be a weird, oh, how's he going to control this animal? Is it going to get loose like we're watching After Earth? No. Because for the most part, the animals are under control. Oh, is this going to be Con Air 2? Kind of, but that never really commits to anything anyway.
Yeah, because most of the action sequences are just Kevin Durant going around shooting people. Like, not even really impressive fight sequences. He just goes around, shoots a couple guys, and then people talk, and then he goes around and shoots some more people, and then people talk.
With like, really incompetent guards.
And you think there's also, like, and even in terms of, like, the violence, on occasion someone would get killed by an animal, and even then you'd think, like, oh, they're gonna go super gnarly with it. They don't. I mean, like, one dude gets torn apart by monkeys and it's all off screen. One dude gets, like, bitten in the neck by, like, the white jaguar, and it's like a typical claw mark, and you're like, oh, that's a fucking disappointment.
Oh man, this thing jumped at you horizontally, but for some reason the cuts are vertical.
Yeah.
Yeah, the camera work is not great in this movie. Because also, on top of the crazy camera angles in a few shots, somebody apparently is really obsessed with urinating on negatives in Hollywood, because this piss yellow color scheme they're doing throughout all this stuff is just ugly to watch.
So bad.
Why do they
cheaper, maybe? That's what I was thinking.
It's because the inside of the ship, it's supposed to be, like, dirty and grimy. I don't fucking know.
Well, but even, like, movies like Captain Phillips or other movies that take place inside of, like, ships and that stuff, they don't look nearly as ugly as this movie does when it does that kind of
stuff. They had a low budget. I don't know. It was filmed on an iPhone.
That's very clear they had a low budget, because, oh my gosh, the white jaguar, whenever they show it in this movie,
it was so bad.
It is the worst CG stuff I've seen in a while in one of these straight-to-video movies.
No, I've seen way worse. Like, there are parts where I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. Ooh, okay, they don't show it enough for me to be mad at it.
Well, and also, yeah, to be fair, it's only in, like, yeah, the white jaguar only shows up in, like, four scenes in this movie, and very quickly, too. So.
They treated like the fucking T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Even the jaguar looks like it doesn't want to be in this movie, and they designed it.
Look, Andy Serkis could only be in the room for, like, 5 minutes to mocap, okay?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, this is just so boring.
I think it doesn't help that, like, with Nicolas Cage, his character, like, you get off the bat, he's unlikable because he's, like, a big game hunter. And so he's, like, very self-centered and all that stuff. And you're supposed to buy into this, like, kind of, like, oh, I'm going to do the right thing in this, like, extreme scenario. But, like, he seems so lifeless and passive within that context. Like, this seems like it would be a role where you'd go so over the top with it, but he doesn't. And that's the thing. It's almost typical of Nick Cage movies, at least the ones that don't go to theaters, is that no matter how crazy the premise is, it's always a crapshoot whether the movie's actually going to be good or not if Nicolas Cage is in it. Yeah. So this is one of those ones where you're betting on it to be, oh, this is going to be fun. No, it's not.
It's just really not.
It's just flat as his character is.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a douchebag. Like, the only way you can, like, they try to make you like him is that, oh, look, see, he's nice to that kid on the boat. And look, he's got a parrot. How cute is that?
You know, that's a wisecracking parrot, even though it doesn't say anything, it just kind of fucks with him. It's like, oh, this isn't really enough because the banter doesn't really work.
Yeah, all the dialogue is really bad from just about everybody, including generic FBI dudes who they could bring in who captured Kevin Durant. You're just like, which that was maybe one of the few times I laughed in this movie is when they all enter towards the boat and they're all wearing like the big shades and the outfits. And then there's that bit when the three cars come out and all of them open their doors simultaneously. It's like, man, this is an elaborately choreographed entrance for this scene.
Speaking of like dialogue, it's so bad because at one point the guy's like, so what's with that guy in the chains? It's classified. Well, fuck your classification. Okay, I'll tell you everything.
Yeah.
I was like, quick to see
that whole backstory.
I was just like, I guess classification doesn't matter because Nick Cage yelled at me.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on in this movie. They're just so ineffectual as characters that you literally don't give a crap about anybody. Even Nicolas Cage, you are supposed to care about him, and you only care about him because he's Nicolas Cage. Everyone else, you're just like, well, it's six of one, half dozen of another, including... Man, they have some sacrificial deaths in this movie that are, one, pointless, and two, unfortunately, a lot of the black characters in this movie, which I'm like, wait, that one dude who died in the engine room, I'm like, what? Why? Why did that have to happen in this movie? It literally served no purpose in the story.
People of color, they get it bad. Like, they get it like shit in this.
Well,
there's
except
no
that
really
one
going
guy
around
who
it. Like,
you
this,
think he...
Yeah, they're only there just literally just to feed the body count.
I know, right? And I don't want to usually point that stuff out, but it was just so obvious in this movie.
Actually,
I'm like,
yeah, did anybody white die in this movie?
I mean, there was a lot of expendable agents they killed off.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like the big bald dude or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that dude, like the only
spoiler
death
alert for this shit.
Don't fucking watch
You could already
it.
Tell, like, the generic grunt types, they have dead written on their forehead.
His name is Agent Dead.
They have that tattooed like the Joker from Suicide Squad, like damage. Like,
exactly.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead
Agent dies in 5 minutes into the movie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know what else to say about this. This doesn't deserve to get a super long review because I literally am having trouble remembering what happened to this movie at a certain point. I'm just like, okay, they got on the boat, stuff happened, and then it ended. So.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, does anyone else have any major points they want to identify for, like, things that were really bad or funny or weird in this?
No.
I didn't realize how old Nicolas Cage was until this movie.
He is looking pretty bloated in this movie.
I don't know. He's looking fine to me. I didn't really see a problem with that.
Well, you bring up freaking Con Air where he was doing handstand push-ups and you say this could have been a sequel, not with the way he looks in this.
Yeah, 20 years afterwards.
Aww.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, and again, there's just so little to talk about this. So, I mean, also, one thing that's weird, too, I think that could have helped this movie, like, without any effort, there's, like, no music in this movie, either. Like, there's that one Latino song they play in the beginning and the end. There's a few little atmospheric womps that they play, like, womp kind of stuff. But, there's so much dead air, you know, again, Con Air reference, but there's so much dead air in this movie. You're just like, man, this scene could really use, like, some background music or some score a little bit. Like, that really started to bug me after a while in this movie.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of the pointless boat at sea shots and how many nautical miles it was from Puerto Rico we kept getting?
Well, who the frick cares? Who cares how far away they are?
I mean, it does come to a point in the movie, but unless you actually give a shit or know any of these, like, nautical miles or what they're talking about, it doesn't actually matter.
Oh, and oh my gosh, that one sequence, sorry, just to give you this little detail, where, I mean, after Kevin Durant breaks out and he disguises himself to talk to the engine dudes, I'm like, I think they would know who he is, right? Like, I mean, it's kind of obvious. You think they would inform the crew, hey, by the way, there's this guy here, you know?
You know why? It's because Kevin Durant was playing Hitman on casual mode, where it's easy to you know, detect or not detect that person's not really that person.
Honestly, that's the only explanation I can think of that would work.
I was surprised he didn't have the barcode on the back of his head.
We got it. This is a Hitman movie. Got it.
No, this isn't the guy we're working for. He's not wearing a hat.
Pay no attention to the 6'5" dude walking around here.
Anyway. It's a weird accent that is like, oh my god. I'm sorry. Like, Kevin Durant, especially after watching like 4 seasons of The Strain and then even seeing him in Wu Assassins, he has such a recognizable voice. So when I see him doing this, I'm like, yo, did Benedict Cumberbatch call you up and say, here's how you do a bad American accent?
Which is funny because he is American. So
he's
I don't
a
know
Canadian.
Oh, is he Canadian?
Yeah, he's born in Thunder Bay.
Ah, okay. Well, still, you'd think like he would know how to do an accent like that. Just like,
or just speak regularly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I got nothing else to say about this. Does anyone want to start before we just go on too long about this movie?
Yeah, I'll start. This all shit right. is, the, yeah, this is, I mean, there's really not much else that we could say that we already haven't said. This is just really boring snakes on a plane, and it had the potential to be something probably better than it, but yeah, it's a disappointment. Like, the writing is flat, the characters are flat, everything about this movie is flat. Like, all the animals, they're such a non-factor, and they really shouldn't be. I'll give this 3.5 Life of White Jaguar, The Rage of White Jaguar out of 10.
Good reference. Bradley, what do you think?
I was very disappointed. I watch Nicolas Cage movies that don't make big theater debuts for the craziness. I mean, in a movie, he screams out, one of my favorite movies he was in, he screams out, "Release the Kryptonite!" And there's just nothing like that of his usual fun, wacky charm in this at all. He doesn't seem like the guy that would phone anything in. And I know I haven't seen every straight-to-DVD Nicolas Cage flick, but I was very upset with this. So I'm giving it 1,000 nautical miles away from the Nicolas Cage performance I wanted.
Okay. Alan, what do you think?
When I saw the, like, at this point, I'm kind of over Nicolas Cage because, like, he's supposed to be, oh, this crazy guy, but I've seen so many boring movies with him, this, Mom and Dad. I'm like, I don't really want to watch him anymore in anything. Like, I'll wait for someone to come out and say, yeah, this is a crazy Nicolas Cage movie, because I was legit bored out of my mind. I was so bored I almost fell asleep during this movie. I'm like, I'm just going to watch the rest of it another fucking day, because this is just nothing's going on. I don't remember a single character name. I don't remember a single thing that's going on. There's Kevin Durant's the only one that seems to be giving any sort of energy in the fucking movie. But besides that, everyone else is just like, well, putting in a paycheck till I get either murdered by a gun or a random animal off screen. And the only thing I could give it any slight is, yeah, when there's some hand-to-hand fighting, it's not the worst I've seen this year. So it's at least somewhat decent for that. But I'm not going to say go watch this movie for like 5 seconds of choreographed fight scenes. It is just not worth my time at all. So I'd have to give this one out of 5 T-Rex moments out of 10.
Yeah, the animals pretty much only serve as jump scares in this movie. Pretty like much. They don't even factor into the plot, even when they make a big point about, hey, Kevin Durant let loose all the animals, which they had to tell us rather than show us, because I'm sure they didn't have any of the budget for that.
Did that really matter?
Oh, you know they did.
Oh, like, seriously, anytime animals show up, you only get, like, the briefest of glances at them in most of the movie. It's just like...
Well, only in animals that we can keep in a cage and not have to do anything, like the monkeys in the cage and the birds in the cage, they stay there because they don't have to do anything.
Yeah. You guys have said it all pretty much. This movie is terrible, it's boring, and again, I can't even really fully get angry, but I can also say there's almost nothing good in this movie. Like, it's only got the barest minimum of competence in its filmmaking to even be worth watching for the most part. So, I am going to give this 3 out of 10 animals Kevin Durant kills to interrogate Nicolas Cage. Because at that point, when you're just like, not the parents, no, not the parents.
Honestly, I kind of like that, because I was just thinking, like, okay, fine, I'll tell you just because you have a gun in my head. It's like, nah, fuck it, I'm just gonna blow away these animals just because that's your money.